You are now tuned in to Let's Talk Ferrella, and this is a new segment I like to call Cypher Something. I have some guest stars with me that I'm going to introduce you after this amazing beat. Shouts out to Bob. Blah! Yo, what's up, man? You are now tuned in to Let's Talk Ferrella. And I'm here with a sister who ain't never seen Boys in the Motherfucking Hood.
Wow.
And what's that? What movie didn't you just say you didn't see?
I have seen it.
No, you have not seen Boys in the Hood. Come closer so the people could.
I haven't seen Boys in the Hood, but you.
Oh, you ain't seen Menace to Society?
Yes, I have.
You have?
I think so.
Name a character.
The Wayans Bros. Ain't they in there?
All
right. They're the main characters.
Nah, nigga, that's Don't Be a Menace.
Okay, then maybe I haven't seen Menace to Society.
Anyways, we here with Georgia Peach's very own. Go ahead.
I get my woman down in Georgia. Da, da, da. Hey, it's your girl, Joy. Some of y'all may know me as Chocolate Hippie, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. Y'all know I'm born and raised Stockton, California, 209 all day. And we finna talk about some real juicy shit today. Let's get it.
Yeah, this episode is honestly called Black Matter. She got us drinking Don Julio. The only thing that could have made this more blacker is if we had fucking Hennessy.
I don't do that Hennessy stuff, though.
This shit is fucking awful. But we have some honest, we honestly have some really great topics to touch on, to just really just talk about being black and what matters to the black community, not just our lives, but actual black matter. What matters?
Right.
So, with Joy being the guest star, I'll go ahead and let her start off. So go ahead. Tell us about black matter and what matters. Like,
honestly, I feel like black matter in this situation is like blacks,
black, you can hold it if you want,
black experiences, black issues, black beliefs, different things like that. So pretty much it's kind of different. It's hard for you to say that what matters to black people, because I feel like black people in different instances are different. So like what we was talking about earlier, when you went ahead and said how you felt about black people and how they treat you out here, and how you feel like the only time you have issues are when it comes to black people.
Yeah, instantly, easily, for example, I just feel like as a black man, the main time that I feel like I need to be on my pivot is when I'm around other black people. And it has nothing to do with, oh, it's a threat or anything. It's just shit. Simple fact of the matter is, where I'm from, 9 times out of 10, if you see a brother of your color, they probably in that lifestyle, or they're in that lifestyle, and they might assume that you might be somebody from the opposition out to get them. Next thing you know, I'm in situations where I might try to be cool, like, hey, yo, what's going on, brother? And I have niggas straight up like, nigga, don't hit me with that brother shit. And I'm like, whoa, hold on. And it's like, shit, it's like the only time I ever hear about the color of my skin the most is, I mean, of course, white folks. But it's like, all like, shit, the first encounter I had with Nigerian people, they dead ass told me that I was not black enough. They said I was whitewashed. I said, what are y'all talking about? They said, no, you're Americanized. They said I put a relaxer in my hair and hella shit. And I'm like, that's not true at all. But I really got black shamed by black people.
That's the crazy part. And it's crazy going off of that experience, because I feel like if I had never left California, that would be the way that I felt about black people too. Because it was like growing up, I ain't even just gonna say black people though, because when I actually think about it, it was pretty much everybody, especially, and then this goes into tying with black women opposed to black men. Because as a black woman in California, when I was growing up in high school, I used to have Hispanics, Asians, even black dudes tell me that they wouldn't talk to me because I was too dark, or my hair was too nappy, or my nose was too big, or just crazy ass shit that is just like, damn, that's crazy.
And then look, so you as a black woman, you'll grow up and experience stuff like that, and then you'll fall in love with somebody, and then all of a sudden you'll realize, like, sometimes you'll fall in love with somebody, not even realize they race, and then you'll get all kind of animosity for you dating outside your race. And it's like, yo, back home where I came from, I had traumatic experiences
right.
with black men.
Right.
Like, the experiences I had with black women growing up is, I dated a chick, we broke up, she full on had a fist fight with me. Mm-hmm. And she was a chick, so I couldn't hit her back. But she was not holding back. I'm talking about, I'm bleeding, leaking, gave me a black eye, knocked a tooth out. My nose was leaking, and all this happened at school. All because I said I didn't want to be with her no more. Only because anytime we got into an argument, she only wanted to discuss it when we was around people. I said I didn't like that. She exploded. Oh, you know what? Start swinging on me. I put my hands behind my back and took it. And then after that, not gonna lie, it's pretty fucking traumatized. And then it's like, honestly, being honest, I'll sit here and I'll think to myself, the type of mother I had growing up, I love my mom to death, but nigga, I done seen my mom pull guns on niggas, burn niggas with irons, talk niggas out they name, all kind of shit. Mind you, the situation she was in was not the greatest one, but it was like, that was like the only experience I had with black women, so it was just like, fuck. That shit was just hectic for me.
Right.
And then I ended up falling in love with my woman, who turns out to be an Asian woman. It's like, I love her to death. Most of the time I forget she Asian. But anytime I feel animosity, it's with other black women when we out in public.
Mm-hmm. And that's actually crazy, because for the longest, that was my situation. Like, being in California, a lot of the colored people, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, they wasn't fucking with me. But growing up, my senior year, going into my freshman and sophomore year of college, the only people that was trying to fuck with me for real was white dudes. And they was the ones that be like, you're so beautiful, like, don't wear makeup, you're so naturally pretty, like, don't put weaves in your head, like, your hair is so gorgeous. And it was just like, damn. And I can't even lie to you, the confidence that I got my sophomore through my senior year of college came from the amount of attention and appreciation that white men showed me for being just me. And it was crazy, because it was like, I'm only dating white dudes. So everybody was like, oh, Joy's on that interracial swirl shit. It was actually crazy, because me and my ex was actually on multiple interracial dating with pages. Like, they would post it and be like, we're so in love.
Oh yeah, I used to see you. I'm not gonna lie, I used to see you all the time. People, and then I would go on there and I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, we was damn near a famous interracial couple. Like, people used to send me and be like, oh my gosh, Joy, this interracial page just
I seen you on hella pages. I think I even sent you a page before in the past.
And so it was crazy, because it was just like, damn, like, we really blowing up. And it was like, that was my experience at the time, being from California. And it was like, you can't tell me anything otherwise, because the only thing that I know is the experiences that I had in California, where black men and any man of color, I wasn't good enough. So it was like, hell yeah, I'm gonna date white dudes. Hell yeah, they seem like they the ones that's down for me. So then, fast forward, it got to the point where I started to travel. I went to the Midwest, still on the same hype. White dudes all day. Mm-hmm. But then it started getting to the point where I started to experience racism, which I'm not gonna say I never experienced racism in California, but it's so much more black on black crime from my standpoint, being from Stockton, and colors on colors, than it is whites against blacks out here. So when you get out there and it's literally blatant, I don't give a fuck, nigger, like, hard R.
Damn.
Hard R, like, don't give a fuck, like, look at your face and be like, this is my world. They look at you like, and know, like, this is my world. I don't care. And they don't
and then,
how
but
you
then,
feel about it. So that started to create an animosity in me towards
But does that bother you when white people do that? Because for me, when I experience racist white people, when I'm out in the country at my job, mm-hmm. in uniform, and they blatantly hit me with that, mm-hmm. To me, it doesn't bother me. You know why? Because I know for 1,000% fact, mm-hmm. that we were meant to be brainwashed to seem like we're nothing. Mm-hmm. And they were brainwashed to seem like they're everything.
Right.
And I know that's 1,000% fact. Like, history already has repeated itself. So many people throughout history you thought was white was already been proven black. Right. They saying Beethoven was a black woman. They saying Ben Franklin didn't discover electricity. His a black woman who worked for him did.
They stole a lot of stuff and covered the names up and put their names on it.
Come on,
and that's
now.
Happened multiple times. But the thing is, for me, the only reason why it affected me is because, first off, I was in a whole different state. I'm away from everybody that do care and love me. And facts. Then I'm in a predominantly white. I went to a predominantly white institution, so I'm one of the other 20 black students on campus. It wasn't many of us, and majority of us that were there on sports scholarships. So it's kind of just like I'm outnumbered. So when I started standing up, it started to pump a fit, like a anger in me and like a rage, and it made me like want to fight back. And I almost got expelled from school because I started some shit. Like, I didn't care. I started petitions. I started protests.
Like, petitions what? Like, with racist-ass fucking teachers and shit?
So we started having these spoken words. I started writing poetry. And when I tell you, I was going in. Mm-hmm. Like, it was the type of poetry that made you uncomfortable.
Really?
If you were a white person, yes.
I love that.
And I did not care.
I love that.
I would go in there with my African earrings. I would go up there and I would speak.
You know anything like off the top? Like, can we? What? This is my podcast.
I don't think I got nothing.
Ain't nobody gonna get offended on here.
Shit.
If you are Caucasian, getting offended by a black podcast, do you know that I had people reach out to me saying, "Hey man, love the podcast. Just wish you wouldn't use the N-word so much." I'm like, it's a black podcast by a nigga. What you want me to say, nigga? The fuck.
Some people really be getting offended by that shit.
How? Because y'all feel shame? Shame makes you uncomfortable.
Crazy. And that's the thing, is like I ain't gonna lie. Like, I don't use the N-word, but I'm specifically not gonna use the N-word in front of white people. It's something that feels very weird to me. Like, if I see a black person use the N-word referring to a white person, it just seems weird. And because,
referring to a white person, yeah, that's ignorant.
But the thing is, look, that right there, the simple fact that unconsciously in our brains, it doesn't seem right to call a white person the N-word, when in originality, in the first context, it wasn't meant for them. Black people were the only people that were to be that word in a negative context of ignorant.
But in reality, that word just really means ignorant. So it's like, well, I mean, that word obviously started off derogatory. And then nigga came from Southern people not being able to pronounce that. The ER.
Because you could even watch old slave movies and they don't say the ER.
Yeah, they say nigga.
Yeah, they don't say the ER.
And so then when they turn around.
People
say
that, oh, we try to take that back. At the same time, you got to go back and then we got to really think like, damn, when did this become popular? Well, you know, Tupac and back in the day, at the end of the day, very, very big fan of Tupac, very big fan of all of them. But at the end of the day, there was always a propaganda, especially when music was being wide streamed. That has always been controlled. A lot of artists do not write their own music. There's always been a propaganda, and it's always been against black people. So we don't know.
Obviously.
We don't know what the agenda was when they started putting the N-word in music and made it cool. Now you got a bunch of black people going around calling each other ignorant and don't even realize they're speaking this shit on their own people.
But I don't know. I feel like even now, like, think about how, like, times back then, like, jokes that everybody thought that was funny that are now considered not good jokes. Like, think about how, like, nigga was I'll never say the word, but the one with the hard R was used as a derogatory term towards black people. Like, instead of us being suppressed by it, don't you feel that we actually took that word, turned it around, realized that it doesn't refer to black people? It literally means ignorance, and that ER word does not refer to us because that word has no relation with the black community at all. Yes, it was created to put us down, but in reality, that's not who we are. Not at all. It means ignorance, so it's like, if you want to keep that, go ahead. But it seems you found one of your poems. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and spit that poem.
So this is one of the poems that I read at one of the little spoken words we said.
White people be aware. Go ahead. Well, I said white people be aware, but go ahead.
Okay. So I said strong mentally. Yeah, I said strong mentally. That's what we're meant to be. Whips across our back. Broken is what we're supposed to be, but strong mentally is what we persist to be. I'm writing this for my people. Growing up in a world where there's no such thing as equal, it's 2017 and this is just the sequel. Because racism lives on. Can you hear the cries of my people? Strong mentally. When I say strong, y'all say mentally strong.
Mentally.
Strong.
Mentally.
I'm carrying this message on the back on my back for my people. You obviously aren't black if you don't think this is an issue. Don't extort my words because I got a right to speak freely. If you put the gun down, then you will be able to see me. Yes, I'm a human just like you. And I got something to live for just like you. And I got a family that I love, that loves me, that I can go home to just like you.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Ooh. You know, I like that. But I like that.
Everybody was in there like, damn.
I like that.
So.
I like that. That shit is deep.
You sound so angry. Just like,
but see, how come anytime we get passionate, it gets confused with anger?
Yep.
I don't understand that. And it is like,
that's crazy.
Okay, look, think about how, okay, have you been seeing like all the laws going on in the South with them trying to ban abortion?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
And
they're trying to relate it to the only reason that women should not be able to is because their religion. It's because their religion, they feel like it's against their religion, them in particular, that aborting a child is wrong. But I feel like that's obviously not 1,000% true at all. You know what the actual truth is? Do you know that obviously that white people are starting to become the minority? Mm-hmm. Do you know that abortion is 3 times higher in white women than in any other race?
I believe it.
So if they ban abortion, you can bring the white population back. Mm-hmm. Just like how they'll always keep welfare going and always try to associate black people with it, when the majority of people in welfare is white. They'll tell you how many niggas is locked up in jail, but they won't tell you how many white folks is shooting up schools and not being put on death row and not being handcuffed.
That's the one thing, like, is you got to realize that they've already figured out and have structured population control for the blacks. So it's like they can continue having kids. We don't care about this abortion ban. It doesn't matter. We just need our people to keep pushing out children because we know how to keep them alive. And we know how to keep killing them. So you can keep having kids if you want to. We're just going to keep doing what we've been doing to keep you guys
out of our population. Do you know how blatantly outright that America has a target on black people? Look, put it this way. Love my Asian people, okay? Mm-hmm. Do you not realize that on Joe Biden's first day of election, he made a no hate against Asian people on his first day? Mm-hmm. Mind you, they only been suffering for 1 year because of COVID, okay? He also made a law, no hate against the Spanish community after they was locking kids up in cages, okay? Literally while he was running, okay?
Right.
He didn't do nothing for black people. Only thing he said was, you ain't black if you don't vote for me. And niggas voted for him.
That's the thing that's crazy is people, I don't think people really understand.
We still didn't get the George Floyd police reform act.
That's not going to happen.
He said he would,
though. At the end of the day, the reason why it's not going to happen is because everybody sees black people as a threat. Black people see black people as a threat. So it's like, it's kind of like when you really think about it, it's like, damn, I'm threatened by my own people. They threatened by us. Shit, at this point, it's us against us, it's them against us, it's everybody. It's the original blacks against us, it's the blacks against us,
it's even the younger generation.
It's everybody
against us.
It's to the point, it's like,
it's even us against us in some situations.
It's literally black Americans against black Americans. It's Africans against black Americans. It's Hispanics against black Americans. It's the foreigners against black Americans.
Girl, do you know I experienced, look, do you know I experienced a Hispanic person calling me the N-word, hard R?
Yeah.
Do you not know that I did not get mad? I looked at him, I said, sir, you can't. You're not allowed. I'm not saying anybody's allowed, but you in particular cannot.
Right.
He looked at me and was like, no, I come here. You know how hard I worked to get here? I said, bro, trust me. no matter what happens, it's us against them. No matter what you think is going on here,
right.
It's us against them.
Right.
For reals. Like, on some real ass shit.
And that's the thing that's crazy. It's not the black people that don't want you here. That's the crazy Look. Part. It's not us that don't want you here, but you dislike us because of what's been instilled in you. Look, the thing that's funny is the motherfuckers that's going to send you back to your country are the same ones that that's instilled this racist mindset in your head. They brought you over here, put you on their team, and then was like, I know you're rooting for us, but you got to go home.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It's real exactly. crazy. It's real crazy because but people don't understand that.
And it's like, we don't understand that. I feel like it's even killing the younger generation now. Like, look, I'll be out there. Do you know the only kids that say, hey, how you doing to me, sit and talk to me, go for a ride in my car, are not black? Hey, how you doing today, sir? How's everything? Do you know that I go out of my way to say hi to young black kids, and they're like, I don't know you, nigga. I'm like, what? Hey, how you doing, bro? Damn, this nigga hella white. I'm like, damn. I see little Todd. Hey, what's up, bro? How you doing, man? How's your day? He don't even realize I'm black.
Right.
We just having a conversation. Mm-hmm. But then I see young black kids. First thing they do is know I'm black. Mm-hmm. And then that's how they refer to me. But then the white mailman across the street say hi and they get timid and don't say nothing. And I'm like, what the fuck? It's that deep. Like, me personally, I feel like that race was something that was put in place to keep us always passive of being in competition with each other. Mm-hmm. But if you really structure people around mindset, mm-hmm. imagine if no race, mm-hmm. we just group people on mindset. Mm-hmm. Imagine how many colors those pools would have. Mm-hmm. If people really realize Africa is on the equator, mm-hmm. we the blackest. Mm-hmm. Our hair had to adapt to stay moist in our environment. Our nostrils had to widen to cool down our brains in our harsh environment. Mm-hmm. We the blackest. Right. You go to Asia, you got the Indians, you keep going, you got the Asians, you keep going, you go to Europe. Right. All you're doing is getting further from the equator.
Right.
People are getting lighter.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
Europeans' hair is the straightest. Why? Because it's ice cold.
Evolution.
Evolution.
Right.
But evolution will never teach you about why black folks were slaves for 500 years.
Right.
Did school ever justify that at all when you was out there? Why they never teach us about what the hell we was doing before slavery? There's a reason why.
They're not going to. Because at the end of the day, the goal and the mission was to take people, bring them over and have them work. But while having them work, they have to be controllable. The only way that you can control somebody is by brainwashing them and stripping them of everything they know.
Look.
But in the process of doing that, it wasn't just that. It's, damn, we didn't took these motherfuckers over here. And now I'm starting to realize they're a lot bigger than us. They're a lot stronger than us. They picking up on stuff faster than us.
Look.
So seeing that they have the opportunity to evolve and be better than us and maybe even take over, we have to brainwash them and change everything they know. If you don't know who you are, where you come from, you don't know where you're going. So at that point, it's like you don't know your last name, you don't know your heritage, you don't know your bloodline.
That's why black families don't stick together. That's why we so close in blood and we got different last names. Mm-hmm. It's because we was meant to fall apart. And it's like, come on now. Y'all really think Europeans built the motherfucking pyramids?
They did.
For the black folks out there that always
the
sit
Moors
there.
The Moors was the ones that taught the Europeans how to
do Moorish geometry. Is the actual name for African Americans.
The Moors. They ruled Spain from 1492 from 711 to 1492, and then they was ran out by the Spanish Europeans.
Whole reason they retaliated. They won't tell you that side
and
of history.
And actually, Spain actually originally, all those different little monuments and the statues that they had, they were black. They were the Moors. Everything was dark.
Yeah,
they
went everything
in,
was black.
They went in and they redid all that shit. They tore all that shit down. But we were the ones that actually taught the white people how to do geometry.
And we taught the white people how to wash their ass. Because Europeans were so disgusting. Seriously.
It's crazy
because Europeans, come on now, they really originate from Caucasus. The pale white skin is literally a mutation.
The barbarians, people don't understand that age of the barbarians, the people that came down, they were angry, beating on their chest. Those were the people that came, that's why people paint them. If you notice how the barbarians looked, they looked almost like the people that came from being apes. Right, yeah. The monkeys, they were still very deformed, kind of.
Yeah.
And they came down and they had all that stuff on, but it was literally, they had to come together to think, what can we put on our bodies to keep us warm now that we're losing our hair?
Exactly.
Okay, so they started putting stuff on, they come down, they got all this stuff that they had to use to be able to live, and they're angry. It's like, they're coming down here, oh, we gotta take over. So that's when you get that language. And when you think about the barbarians, they didn't come down with the English or any type of language.
Uh-huh.
It sounds. And they're taking over everything, and they're literally barbaric because they're angry. They don't understand.
1,000%.
If you come somewhere and you don't know what the fuck it is, you're going to freak the fuck out. What is that? What is that? Like, in your head, you kill, protect.
Uh-huh.
And that's how they came down there. And people erase that. Like, people want to talk about the barbarians and all that shit, but then they don't tie that.
History try to tell you that barbarians never existed.
That's crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
Right.
And it's like, they'll sit there and try to make it seem like that. Like, how many black people sit there and admit that they're not good at math when it's like the pyramids are mathematically impossible to rebuild?
Right.
They're in Africa, guys.
Right.
They're in Africa. Right. Regardless of what you say, we kings and queens by trait. Our skin, melanin literally has a higher value than gold. How can a chemical in my blood that gives me brown skin,
that I literally produce,
have a higher value than gold? How and why?
That's crazy.
Crazy. You familiar with the ancient town of Babylon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen the giant winged men, like gigantic elongated beards? They were like 50-foot tall statues, and they were always holding lions. Those men, have you ever heard of the libertarians? If you heard of the Moorish, you heard of the libertarian.
I feel like it sounds familiar.
Libertarians is the first people. Mm-hmm. They was black people. Because you know that you're familiar with the Eve gene, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Eve gene.
Being
the,
able to give birth to every single
every race type. Only resides in black women. Yeah. And the oldest bones ever found on the planet belong to a black woman.
We were here first. History won't tell you that. Every human being came from black people.
1,000%. History won't tell you that. And you'll tell somebody that, and they'll sit there and blatantly look in your face. And it's like, bro, literally everything came from Africa.
It's just very hard because there's a lot of science that I feel has been done.
Science ain't real.
There's a lot of science, air quotations, that has been done, that has proven different things to be something that it's not. And it's actually super crazy because it's like, when you think about it, even now, like, with the books and everything, and it's sad, but, like, racism. So, me and my little brother got in an argument because he told me I was racist.
Hmm?
Yeah, he told me I was racist, and I was like, black people can't be racist. He was like, bro. Yes, you can. And he's mad. Like,
black people for sure can be. But go ahead.
He's passionate about this. He's passionate that I could be racist.
That black people could be racist? That black people
could be racist. He said anybody could be racist.
Not black people. Because
I told him that I wasn't a fan of white people. And he was like, that's racist.
That's an opinion.
He was like, that's like a black person. That's like a white person coming up and saying, I don't like black people.
That's racist.
That's racist. And he said, that don't make no sense. I said, yes, it does. I said, because racism is systematic oppression. A majority group creating a systematic oppression against a minority.
He told 1,000%.
He told me racism is prejudice or discrimination against one group of one race of people. But I said, how can you take two different words and make them the definition of one word?
That's definitely not racism.
Because look, prejudice is prejudice. Discrimination is discrimination. Those are their own words that sit on their own. You can't make racism, both of those put together against a race. That's not how that works.
Literally.
Racism, and if you go to school and you grab a book, a textbook that teaches you about any type of black history or any type of American history, the definition in there is not going to be prejudice or discrimination.
What's the definition going to be?
Systematic oppression against a minority group. The only race that has been systematically oppressed up to date is the black race in America.
1000% fact.
We are systematically oppressed. Hispanics even have it. Hispanics and blacks are the only races in America that are systematically oppressed.
And then the system would try to make it seem like we're against each other.
Exactly. And that's the thing that's crazy is that people be wanting to push and fight for that. But it's literally like, no, that's not racism. So now kids are brainwashed. Bro, you said you were talking to that Asian person and you did your eyes like that. That's racist.
Because you made
your eyes chinky. No.
Kids these days,
It's because the textbooks are not teaching what they used to teach. And kids have Google. My brother sat there and Googled it in front of me. Everything is changing. Definitions of old words are starting to
change. He can't. You can't use Google because Google is a biased search engine.
But then you have to also realize that is the world that we live in. There's a lot of things that the older generations know that will no longer mean the same thing as time goes on, and that's the scary thing. The only way people are going to learn is literally by having books. Have you watched the Book of Eli? When they were taking all the books because they did not want the people to have knowledge after they destroyed the earth, and the last people that were on there, they did not want those people to become smart so that they can get to the land of being able to be rich.
1000%.
Only people that wanted to be rich, and all the books had to be burned because by books you have knowledge. By knowledge you have power. By power, you have everything. And people, they did not like that. And that's the thing that's crazy is I literally have been telling my family two things that I want the most of right now in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Hella guns, hella books. I want to collect every book that there is speaking on anything. I want to collect as many guns as I could possible.
Yeah, I agree.
Guns to protect my books and books to keep me smart. Because at the end of the day,
I agree.
Libraries are going to be gone. It's going to be a thing of the past. Damn, you guys used to have big old warehouses or big buildings where you used to go in and look for any book you wanted and just read it. Wow, all we do is lift our phones up and a hologram comes up and we can look up the same 5 words that we use for every single thing.
And everybody's fact these days is based off of just pure opinion.
That exactly.
As long as if somebody's like, yo, the sky is blue. And me and you like, no, it's not, it's green. And me and you on the same page, we're majority. Right. We're right.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you say the sky is blue. I'm not looking up, it's green. And guess what you're going to do? All right, it's green. You're going to be a part of the majority. That's literally everything.
And that's like, only a few, though. Because, look, and then there's the people that people say are crazy. I'm one of the people that people think is crazy. That's why I don't talk to everybody. But people will sit there and they'll say, sky is blue, sky is blue, sky is blue. It's 500 of us that think that know the sky is blue. You're saying the sky is green. She's insane. Don't listen to her. Something is wrong with her. Now people are looking at me like, she's fucking insane. She really went off her rocker. She is just not the same.
Because
she
it's
is
majority.
Outsider. Oh my gosh, something is really wrong. And you're sitting there looking at all these people and the government is like, damn, this shit really worked. We really got all these people to believe that the sky was fucking green.
You got people taking 4 shots these days. Are you kidding me? It's not that hard to convince somebody that
something. But at the same time, you got to realize it's a fear tactic. Everything is a fear tactic. So basically, it's like, okay.
Look.
For us to be able to convince people to get this vaccine, we have to make a cause or a reason. Or a valuable, like, we have to make it important. Okay.
You have to create a problem and create a solution.
Exactly. Here's the problem. So, we want these vaccines to be sold, but we need a problem. Boom. COVID came out. Damn. First thing that happened when it come out, you seeing videos of motherfuckers dropping dead. Like, do you think about how dramatic.
Bro, I remember.
It was cinematic the way this shit was happening. It was dramatic as hell. There's videos everywhere of motherfuckers just dropping dead.
Dropping China, dead.
Literally just falling. Motherfuckers laying on the ground just dead. Like, it was literally like a horror movie.
Yeah. All
right, there we go. We got a little bit of fear. People was getting scared. Oh my gosh, I'm going to stay in the house because I'm scared. I'm not going to work. I'm quitting my job. Everybody's terrified because of what is being shown on the media.
The media drives people's emotions.
So everybody's like, oh shit, I'm staying in the house. I'm terrified. Stay in the house, boom. As it goes, okay, if people don't keep hearing about COVID, we can't keep people getting in that fear So we have to relive it. We have to re-experience it. Okay, you guys, this month, it's been 100,000 more people that died this month than last month. This month, the numbers have spiked 50%.
And then you see how those numbers drove everybody to get the needle. And then what them niggas say right after. Hey, y'all, them numbers was exaggerated.
But what showed you. That's even more crazy is that people are really dying. But for every cause, people have to, like, it's like, yeah, people have to die. You're not going to believe us unless people actually die. So it's like,
this CEO isn't going to enforce his entire company if somebody he personally doesn't know doesn't die. This NBA player that all these people look up to isn't going to enforce it if somebody he doesn't know doesn't die. Right. So if we make icons suffer, people you know suffer, people in media, in business, schools, teachers, friends, family, cousins, every other person, then all of a sudden you're going to have people like, yo.
So I ain't going to lie. I was saying this, but somebody said I was crazy. I really believe, so you see how this last round, there's a lot of places that you can be that you did not hear about people getting COVID. Right now, from January 1st, it seemed like it started literally New Year's.
Of course it did, right after the holidays,
The spike of COVID started.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even going to lie to you, but I really 100% believe that they started putting that shit in water.
Why do you say that?
Because it's just like, what is the other way for you to get it, to get into people's bodies?
The way, if I was the government, besides the water, I drink a lot of alkaline, but I would just make an equation. Literally how they would tell you, oh, exactly 6 feet apart. Why not 7, 8, or 5? Exactly 6 feet apart. Mm-hmm. I feel like the equation is, more than an odd number of bodies, certain amount of people would guarantee contact it. Mm-hmm. Like, think about, like, shit, me and D, for example, haven't been around nobody at all. No Christmas, no holidays, no nothing. Mm-hmm. That's me knocking on wood. We've been good, okay? Right. Little brother-in-law went to Disneyland, mm-hmm. got sick. Sister went to a daycare, got sick. Mm-hmm. My grandma, her sister, her other sister, and my cousin went to Vegas, okay? Mm-hmm. Grandma, aunt, all boosted, all double vaxxed, mm-hmm. got sick. Mm-hmm. My cousin, who was unvaxxed and was driving, not sick. It's literally an equation. That's all it is.
Right.
You don't go around nobody, you be fine.
Right.
And if you get fucking sick, don't go to the fucking hospital. Stay your stupid ass at home. Because if it was really a big deal, why would they chop them 10 days down to 5 days? Because guess what? The law states, if you're sick over them 5 days, mandatory, you got to be paid.
And then you got to also realize people are saying, oh, well, young people are starting to die from this now. And it's kind of to the point, like, it's kind of like to the point where it's not even that young people are dying from this, but then people also don't realize the power they bring. So, okay.
Look, okay, I know exactly where you're going with this, because if you believe you will get sick and you believe that, oh, I'm going to go out and get fucking Omicron, then you are. Mm-hmm. This entire time I've been 100,000% like, bro, I'm good. I'm fine. Because you know why? I was sick as fuck. Mm-hmm. My antibodies in the Lord got me. Mm-hmm. I've been good.
Mm-hmm.
Look, okay, think about, what did the CDC just say? Hey, y'all, a lot of the numbers we've been saying has been fucking up. We can't really keep up with the vaccine, and we can't really keep up with what we're telling you guys to stay prepared. So we're going to retract ourselves, because what we're saying is gibberish. They damn near told everybody, hey, we know we're confusing you, so we're going to take a step back. But guess what? When everything first started, FDA and CDC both had numbers of people who was dying from the vaccine. Ever since they made that statement, those numbers are gone. Yeah. You can't find them no more. You know why?
Because those people were never dying from those things.
more people have died from the vaccine than COVID.
Yeah. And that's a proven, like, that's a fact. Literally, it's so crazy because literally people kept arguing with me and I was just like, I'm not finna argue with you about this. But
I'm not watching the news.
When COVID first happened, I worked for a Blue Cross Blue Shield. Knock on wood. Don't tell me. Don't show this to nobody. But
no, I won't show this to anybody.
Bless you. Okay, I had a COVID doctor. Call. Shut up. That was a sneeze. I had a doctor that I was speaking to, and she told me straight up that she thought that COVID was a joke. Because at the time when COVID first started, anybody that put that any illness or sickness that a patient was in the hospital for, it was covered at 100%.
Had to be.
It was covered at 100% if it was COVID related. So doctors was putting COVID on shit that was not COVID related because they were getting paid regardless. They were getting paid regardless. There was somebody that died from a car accident and they put that motherfucker had COVID.
Because they got paid out more. Yes. Think about it. If Joy came in for a broken arm, $5,000. If the government is telling me all COVID cases is $25,000 guaranteed, bitch, COVID. It doesn't matter. Joy, here's a fucking cast. Here's some pills. We're going to put COVID. Right. Literally. Come on.
While you were in here, we went ahead and tested you for da-da-da and we found out you had COVID, even if you didn't.
Yeah, everybody. How many people have false positives?
Right.
A lot of fucking people.
How many people have false negatives?
Did I tell you what my fucking... I told you what my life insurance told me, right?
Yeah.
I don't think I told them. Mm-mm. I'll tell y'all. So look. Literally. Look, I didn't put this on fucking TikTok because if I would, this shit would have got deleted.
Most definitely.
So I'ma just tell y'all, because do with this information what you fucking want. Believe me, I don't really fucking care. But I'ma tell y'all because y'all listening to my shit. It doesn't matter because this is for real. This really happened. So 3 days ago, a couple of days ago, I get a call from my life insurance asking me, Hey, Mr. Jackson, it's a new year. We want to go ahead and update your policy. We want to ask you a few questions. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, you know what? Okay. What could they possibly ask? First thing she goes, are you vaccinated at all? Fully vaccinated? I go, you know what? Let me be devil's advocate. I go, you know what? No, I am not. Actually, I go, as of right now, I am not at the moment. Why do you ask? She goes, oh, okay, because if you were, your policy would go up. And then I go, my policy would go up. What are you talking about? She's like, well, since the vaccine isn't FDA approved, if you got it, you're willingly putting yourself in harm's way, sir. We would have to classify you as somebody who smokes cigarettes. I said, wait, what? How is that possible when the government's telling my niece she needs it to go back to school and my sister needs it to go back to work? Sir, that has nothing to do with us. That's just our new policy. What? So now y'all sitting here telling me that if I got the vaccine, I'm willingly putting myself in harm's way. You know what I'm going to do? Now I get it. Because guess what? Mm-hmm. My job ain't asked about it. So if they not asking, I ain't getting it.
Right. And that's the thing is everybody got to, like, somebody had argued with me and they was mad. And they was like, it don't make no sense. So you're telling me that, he was like, so that's like smallpox. Smallpox and the plague and all that different stuff.
All 100 years apart,
all these
yes.
All these different vaccines that people have had to get. You've gotten vaccines for this long in your life. And you're telling me flu vaccine. You're telling me you never got the flu vaccine. You didn't have a choice. You had to go to school.
Nope.
In order for you to go to school, you had to get vaccinated.
I never got the flu shot.
I said, well, as me, as an adult, from the moment that I was able to decide whether or not I got shots, I stopped getting them. I said, but then you also got to think about it like this. And this kind of made them mad. I said, regardless, he was like, somebody had to be. I said, I'm not about to be a test dummy. It's not FDA approved. He's like, somebody has to be a test dummy or somebody has to be a person that they can test this theory on. I said, that's fine. You guys already have the numbers that they said over 80% of America has gotten vaccinated. There's their test dummies. I'm not against you for getting the vaccine. I'm not mad at you. I don't hate you. I'm not trying to be your enemy. I'm just letting you know I'm not going to be a test dummy. congratulations to you for doing that. I'm just not going to volunteer.
That's what I'm
saying. I don't volunteer as tribute.
And then
you
it's
can
like,
volunteer as tribute, but I'm not.
But guess what? Guess what sheep will always do? They will always try to make you comply with the herd. Right. But my whole thing is, if y'all would just comply, enough of y'all should get the vaccine for these motherfuckers to meet their quota, and then I should be good. Like, when are we going to live with a vaccine like fucking AIDS or motherfucking herpes? Doesn't AIDS affect 1 in 4 people?
Yeah.
And we still worried about COVID? Like, isn't everybody just getting sick and staying home and going back to work in 5 days? Yes. Are nurses still being forced to go right back to work?
Yeah. And that's the thing that's crazy. They don't even give a fuck if the nurse is sick at this point.
But if it's so serious, then why? If it's so serious, then why did the CDC change its guidelines after the Delta Airlines CEO said, I'm losing so much money. Not only am I canceling flights, but I'm paying employees to stay home. Y'all need to cut it short. So they changed it to 5 days and then told the people that it's less effective. But then they still want you to go get that fourth booster, even though what they have on the market doesn't combat it.
Like that shit gonna change something.
It won't.
And it's not.
I'm not anti-vax at all. I'm not. If you get it, cool. If you don't, cool. For my people out there whose family is sick, I will say that if they already have something, dying from COVID due to complicated issues, I do believe.
Right.
I do believe.
Yeah, most definitely.
Because when I had it, I feel like shit.
Right.
I had fatigue. If I was an elderly person who already couldn't breathe and I got COVID, I would understand how right. that would make it harder.
Right.
So I understand why people would not want to give it to their grandparent.
Right.
But as far as getting it because, I'm trying to protect the next person. Nigga, fuck them. If it was the end of the world, you think your neighbor gonna be like, hey, Joy, the government just sent me a private text. You want to come get in our bunker? Fuck to the motherfucking no.
They ain't saying shit. They say
hell no. Bitch, if I got handcuffed and got stumped out on the sidewalk, I bet you more people's phones would be out than helping me. So guess what I'm gonna do? Worry about my own. Oh, my bad. We watching Boys in the Hood. This is Joy first time. She ain't never watched Boys in the Hood.
Y'all, this shit got me shook.
Ricky just got shot. He bleeding. They at the house. So she stuck.
This shit got me stuck, y'all. This is crazy. But y'all, I don't understand. You see how we didn't jump topics, y'all?
We drinking Don Julio.
We didn't went from fucking black people to COVID. The shit is wild. Wild.
Okay, what's a conspiracy theory you 100% believe in without a motherfucking doubt?
Now we jump into conspiracy theories. Shit. I'm not even gonna get into that. I think if I was I feel like if I was the voice of some of my conspiracy theories on here, people would.
No, I got some crazy ass shit.
I would be hated.
Say it.
No, absolutely.
Say it. Okay, I'll start off. The moon landing was fake.
Oh, most definitely.
You know why?
Why?
You know why I think it's fake?
Why?
For one. Let me see. Watch this. Hold on. Watch this. So, look, y'all, I'm on my iPad right now, so let me look this up. What year did the moon landing happen, okay? 1961, okay? Do you know what happened that year?
What?
Not only did the moon landing broadcast to every TV in America at the same exact time, but President Nixon picked up the motherfucking phone in the White House and said, hey, y'all, how's it going up there?
They wasn't even that advanced then.
No, they was not.
And don't nobody ever question that shit. Like, bro, what? We were not advanced like that. We didn't even really have cell phones.
We didn't have cell phones, but I'm calling the moon with full service from the White House on a payphone. And a nigga looking at me on the camera. Get the fuck out of here. And the flag waving in the background, I thought space ain't got no air. Huh? But that's valid history that they're going to pass down to your motherfucking kids. And Neil Armstrong is... Bro, get the fuck out of here. The moon landing was fake. That 1,000%. Also, the earth is hollow. You believe in the hollow earth? President Nixon was the president that discovered it, by the way. And the guy that he took on the expedition was Admiral Earl Byrd. This man received a medal for Operation Space Jump. And if you don't believe it's real, then 5 years after he made the moon landing video, if it's not real, then why did they go to Antarctica with 35,000 soldiers? After they went to Antarctica with 35,000 soldiers, look, after that, exactly two months later, the Antarctic Peace Treaty came out. And the Antarctic Peace Treaty literally states only scientists can go there for research. Anybody else, you are not allowed to fly over Antarctica. If you have a plane, you cannot go over. And Admiral Byrd wrote an entire journal on what he saw when he went there. This is all real. Like, Nixon was hated because he told the people right after that.
You start getting the lights.
Think about it. The northern lights are coming out of where?
I really do think it's a line, though, but...
It's a path.
What?
It's a path. The northern lights is a reminder to the people where we really come from. It's a pathway there. What? Why do you think it's only in Antarctica? The main reason that you can't fly over Antarctica, because you know...
That's kind of weird to... Okay, look. Let's start thinking about this. If that's a path of where we come from, it's the coldest place
on Earth,
isn't it?
No.
What?
No. Antarctica, yes, is very cold. But when Admiral Byrd traveled there, he discovered a hole that's three times the size of Ireland. People are like, oh, how come you can't see it when NASA shows the Earth? Bitch, who do you think has the biggest budget on the planet? NASA or McDonald's? NASA, bitch. If they gonna show you Antarctica, guess what they can do? Edit out a big ass hole.
Right.
And there's a hole in Antarctica three times the size of Ireland. And when Admiral Byrd took his people and he went in this hole, he said that it was so hot he had to take his clothes off. What? His men experienced humidity. He said that that he experienced creatures that said to be extinct. He met an entire race of people who spoke every language.
What?
Yes. And when he came back, if it wasn't true, how come when he came back, he was quarantined for 2 full months by himself? All his men sworn to secrecy. If that did not happen.
And if they did not, they were dead.
Yeah. And you know what other medal he received after that? The discovery of the firmament. Actually discovering that if you go to Antarctica where the ice wall ends. Because guess what? Any video you see, you will only see from a ship. You will never see from a plane. Because people like me and you can only go on a boat. And the ice wall goes in every direction.
And you know what's so crazy is knowledge is power, but at the same time, ignorance is bliss. And it's crazy, and I say that because our minds are so curious, and none of us really know 100% what is what. And it's like, you don't have the power to be able to figure it out unless you get into the government. But to get into the government, you have to lose yourself.
Yeah.
And then it's like, damn.
You know what?
What if you get into the government, you have to be a strong motherfucker to literally breach the government. Because if you get into the government, you know how much...
I feel like they're a friend.
You know how much mind fucking and brainwashing they're going to try to take you through in order for you to be in with them? So then it's hard because it's like, damn, the person that came to the government, are you still that same person once you get into the government?
No. Not at all.
Think about how many people had that same mindset. Like, I want to get in because I want to figure out. I want to make a change.
Okay, but think about.
And they're literally not the same person they were when they went in.
Because think about living your whole life thinking you know about religion, you know about life, you know about where you come from, you know about how you die, and you get in the government and you swear to secrecy, and they go, hey, yeah, yeah, religion's fake. This is what really happened. Like, why do you, how would you feel if your whole life you thinking, oh, a man came down and saved everybody?
The only thing is I wouldn't have an issue because.
Okay, look, even though I just said that,
right,
it might sound crazy, but then why, now that you've been seeing all this extraterrestrial shit going on the news, mm-hmm. why did NASA just hire 105 priests and pastors and religious figures? Because they want to bridge the extraterrestrial path and the religious culture and see how people would react to extraterrestrial life. Like, think about how in Hindu culture you might think, oh, a giant man with three arms came down and saved my people. He's a god. And in reality, he was just an extraterrestrial being. Intervene, and he wasn't supposed to. Mm-hmm. Like, how would people react, and they live and die by this religion? Right. And they're like, yo, these are real people.
Right.
Like, how would you feel? Wouldn't that be a shell shock you just wouldn't be able to wake up from? But the episode's only 5 minutes.
Okay, that's crazy to me, but I feel like, I think that would be crazy, but I feel like the only reason why the people that would be affected are the sheep. I think every person that believes in some type of conspiracy theory or that believes are open-minded, they won't have a problem with it because they already have some type of doubt in every belief that they have, which is why they're open-minded.
Okay, look.
For me being an open-minded person, I don't 100% believe anything that I think of.
Yes, okay, look, let me add on to that. It's a saying that those who believe don't need explanation, and those who don't believe, no explanation will be enough. So it's just like one of those things, like, it's like, bro, regardless of what you tell me, I feel it in my bones that this is a real thing. Like, history has literally showed you that, like, what? I was reading a book about, it was like a Confederacy book about, like, presidents. Mm-hmm. And it was a quote, literally, Ben Franklin, like, when he was in the Masons, swearing a path that all slaves, all black people, history must be hidden from them at all costs, no matter what. Their last names must be taken, the love they have for one another must be demolished, and their fathers must be taken out of their lives periodically. If we do not comply to this mission, like, it was like a death secrecy. That's why you have, like, why do you think, like, the Democratic Party, like, not saying I'm a Republican, I don't know Republic, like, political shit, but it's like on some crazy ass shit. It's like, if you read slave books before Republicans and Democrats came to be, like, they was like, yo, we can literally make a formula to make slaves vote Democrat no matter what. Mm-hmm. And literally the main reason I personally hate Obama is because there was a whole ass quote of him saying that there was a president who was in office before him that, like, had hella racist, like, ideology about, like, black people and how to suppress people and, like, keep the American system running because they don't want thinkers. They just want mindless slaves. And, like, think about, like, you can reach a level of meditation and leave outside of your body is a real thing. Mm-hmm. But if you too focus on bills, something like that is unfathomable.
Right.
And Obama himself said that president was like the best man he's ever had a conversation with.
Right.
And he a black man, barely black.
He probably said that because he loves the knowledge that the man had. But at the same time, the thing is, the reason why I like, okay, so the older I get, the more I start to understand. I'm not a Republican by far. I'm not a Democratic by far. But the crazy thing is with Democrats and Republicans, a Republican is going to be who the fuck they are from the jump.
Thousand.
Democrats are people that throw fruit and hide their hands. They throw fruit at you, hide their hand. No, we're on your side. That's what I realized in the South. That Southern hospitality is fake.
Yes, it is.
People will smile in your face and not give a fuck about you.
1,000%.
Republicans don't give a fuck. I'd rather somebody that will blatantly hate me to my face than somebody that will like me to my face and hate me behind my back.
1,000%. I'd rather live alone than to have a bunch of motherfuckers that don't fuck with me. But this was an amazing first episode. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell me your tag. Tell me what you do. It's only 30 minutes. Go, 30 seconds. Go.
Joy, your girl Joy. Some of y'all know me as Chocolate Hippie. I got a new tag on IG. It's at Enjoy Lux. Lux is L-U-X-E. No, L-U-X-X-E. And y'all can also find me on Facebook at Joy Bragg. Y'all tap in with your girl Chocolate Hippie on
Tap in.
We out.
Peace.
Hope you guys enjoyed Cypher Something. I have plenty of content on the way. Check out Ferrella Galleria on Instagram. This is a new segment I'm adding to Let's Talk Ferrella, but I just wanted to give insight and feedback and perspective on certain topics and point of views from everybody's life. I hope you guys enjoy the beat because we worked really hard on it. Shouts out to Little Uzi Squirt.